What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show, last hour of our program today. And carrying on with that discussion we were having about the loss of social skills, we're constantly being convinced by the advertisers of these devices that this is the new mode of social interaction. Texting each other, selfies. Personally, I look at selfies and I think it is a symptom of an extremely vain and self-absorbed culture. And yes, texting is nice when you're not in the same room with somebody. But I'm sure we've all seen circumstances where you're in a room and there are people who are just texting back and forth. They even made fun of that whole idea on the movie WALL-E, you know, where these two guys are like talking with each other over the TV systems and they're actually sitting side by side. Far from pulling our community together, it's actually putting walls up. Like, you can't talk to another human being without going through one of these devices. And I don't think that's necessarily a good thing. Now, getting on back to the other stuff. By the way, the phone lines are open, 800-313-9443, if you want to call on them. The iPhone X has got some other bad news. Apparently, now that some of them are getting out into testers, it's coming up short. First of all, you know that facial recognition system has a high failure rate. And apparently, because they took out the fingerprint scanner, if the facial recognition doesn't work, then you have to type in your six-digit personal ID code. They should have stayed with the fingerprint scanner, but they wanted to do the whiz-bang facial recognition because people would buy that. Well, in a healthy economy where people have got disposable income and they always want to have that pride of having the latest and greatest device, yeah, maybe. But we don't have that kind of an economy. But even worse is apparently the iPhone X is not faring well in the first drop and durability tests. Now, consumer electronics site CNET ran a drop test from a height of 3 feet. The glass at the corner of the phone cracked on the very first drop, which dropped the phone on the side. A second test dropped the phone on its face, leading to a lot more fractures. And CNET concluded that dropping this phone without a case is out of the question. It's that fragile. And apparently a more extreme drop test from SquareTrade showed functionality was damaged as well. Now, I know that all of these phones will break, and I remember it was only a couple of years ago when they were advertising cell phones that were break-proof, which I thought was a really good idea. I love the fact that the iPhone 7 seems very, very durable, and it's waterproof to a depth of 30 feet. But apparently, the iPhone 10 is going the other way. It's $1,000, it's very delicate, the facial scanning doesn't work, and you might as well buy a case to put it in. Because if you drop it without the case, the phone is going to be gone. And those cases are not cheap. Now, by now, you've probably heard of this so-called Paradise Papers. This is a huge leak of financial documents showing how the world's richest individuals and corporations are setting up tax havens to avoid billions in taxes. At the same time, taxes on ordinary people continue to go up. And apparently, Apple was caught in that leak as well. Basically, after the European Union announced a probe into tax arrangements in 2013, Apple was forced to find an offshore base that would serve as a tax residency for its subsidiaries in Ireland. And the leaked Paradise Papers revealed the following year, Apple's legal advisors sent documents to law firm Appleby asking for a recommendation on which jurisdiction would be best. Now, Competition Commissioner Margaret Vestager said the maker of iPhones paid just 1% tax on its European profits in 2003 and 0.005% in 2014. Basically, Apple is paying just 50 euros in tax on every 1 million euro of profit it made in 2014. And of course, Apple says, well, we're following the letter of the law and pay all the taxes we owe wherever we operate. Greed is really starting to rip our world apart. Money junkie fever, apparently it's contagious. And it's starting to contage downward from the pinnacles of Wall Street down to ordinary people. And don't get me wrong, I don't have a problem with money. I'd love to have money. There are just other things in my life that have an equal balance. Like Claire, like trying to stop the wars, trying to make life better for everybody on the planet in a time of peace and prosperity. But we live in a culture right now where the overriding desire is to make more money and everything else is subordinate to it. Product safety is being sacrificed on the altar of greed. Product efficacy and quality has been sacrificed on the altar of greed. Product liability has been sacrificed on the altar of greed. All of these are hallmarks of a descent into absolute fascism, where government authority and corporate greed are aligned together against the general population. That's where we are right now. We're going to do a shout-out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network. And getting on back to computers, apparently Google can read your corporate data. This is an article that came out of Infoworld.com. And apparently on Halloween, trick-or-treat, Google told its Google G Suite users that this morning we made a code push that incorrectly flagged a small percentage of Google Docs as abusive, which caused those documents to be automatically blocked. A fix is in place, and all users should have full access to their documents. Now, this misfire reminded everybody that cloud providers have access to all of your data, and that Google was scanning users' documents in real time to see if they're being mean or somehow bad. And you have to agree to such oversight in Google G Suite's terms of service. Now, those terms include personal conduct stipulations and copyright protection, as well as adherence to program policies. Now, who knows what made the program that checks for abuse and other violations go awry, but something did. But the lesson you take away from this is anybody running a cloud server, they're looking at what you put on the cloud. And this idea that you are not allowed to avail yourself of their services unless you agree to certain stipulations on your personal behavior, that is very intrusive. That's none of their business. I'm the customer. They're the provider. The customer is always right, or at least that used to be the conventional wisdom here. I mean, if you are using city water, they don't come in and tell you how to behave, how to talk. The power company doesn't come in and tell you, you know, how you should behave. I mean, they'll both come in and say, please limit how much you're using because we're running short. But the idea of a cloud provider in its usage agreement saying that you agree to behave the way they think you should behave in your conduct, in your commentary, that is way, way over the line. And that is one of the many reasons why I personally won't use a cloud server. In fact, one of the more annoying things about Apple iOS is how much it's using the cloud, and I don't want them to. I'm not using Cloud Drive. I don't want to use Cloud Drive. But still, a lot of stuff on the iPhone winds up on the cloud. My personal music library, for example, which includes the music that Claire has written that I've uploaded. And the problem with it being on the cloud is if I'm away from a cell tower or a Wi-Fi port, I can't get my own data. And in this case, it really is our own data. All right, we're going to take a phone call here from Curtis in Nevada. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, Mike, you were saying earlier about why Donna Brazile might have been motivated to one of the reasons I think that she did it was I remember back when she was caught giving tips to the DNC before the debates. Remember that?
I remember that.
Yeah, well, remember what Hillary Clinton called her?
I recall that it was very...
Yeah,
go ahead.
It was a brain-dead buffalo. Okay, you remember that?
I remember that. That's consistent with all the stories about Hillary we've gotten from her former Secret Service protective detail, even the Arkansas police officers. I mean, there have been a lot of books out there about the kind of person Hillary Clinton really is. And the idea that she got that close to the White House is just absolutely terrifying. And again, I think an honest evaluation of the 2016 general election would have shown that the vast majority of votes for Hillary Clinton were, in fact, fraudulent, or they were bought or bartered or some other situation. And I think the reason that Hillary wasn't really doing that much in terms of political rallies is because she knew she couldn't win the popular vote by going to the voters. And meanwhile, Donald Trump was filling up these sporting venues.
Yeah, sometimes it takes something like that to create a really huge sea change in things. I mean, that I really think that was a big motivational factor for, you know, strong-willed woman like her. She might be a brain-dead buffalo, but she's not, you know. She's certainly her way of getting back at Hillary. And they're also trying... Go ahead.
Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, that might have been a factor. I don't think it was the overriding one. I mean, first of all, I would never use that term to describe Donna Brazile. She's obviously a very capable, intelligent person, or she wouldn't have been in that position to begin with. And yes, she made some moral compromises to help her candidate. But again, politics is a dirty business, and you don't get into it without getting dirty. That being said, I think the primary issue here was that Donna Brazile basically inherited a corrupted Democratic National Committee from Debbie Wasserman Schultz. And I think that was probably the breaking point when she got on in there and saw all these Clinton hacks had been installed in the DNC. And apparently Donna Brazile had made a promise to Bernie Sanders saying, I'm going to find out what the heck happened here. And we all remember the games being played with the superdelegates and all this other nonsense where they literally were trying to go to the Electoral College to get him to vote for Hillary Clinton instead of Donald Trump. It was very obviously just an attempt to steal the White House from beginning to end, and that's now coming on out. And Americans need to look at that and realize there is something fundamentally wrong with our elections and campaign system, and that we probably have not gotten the leaders we really voted for going back for a great many years.
Yeah, you know, they're really pushing now on the Podestas, and the closer they get to, they have to do something. I mean, they've got too much things coming up for them just to give all these people a pass. And the closer they get, the more we're going to see. The only thing that the deep state has left is these false flags. Every time they get close to doing something, another one comes on. Not just for distraction, but I mean, it's going to get to a point where if there is a coming collapse, we're going to see people getting arrested. We're going to see unusual activity as these different factions are jockeying for position. Because you know what? If that day comes where there is something declared, that it depends on who's in charge of the major parts of the military and the nuclear arsenal, that's going to be our fate. That if the White Hats are in charge, it's going to be our only a positive thing. If other factions are in charge, and there are more than one, I'd say there's at least three or four factions. If any one of those others, get a hold of effective control of whatever, we're going to see blue helmets. We're going to see rogue elements of the military. We're going to see gang members. It's going to be hell on earth. So, you know, honestly, at this point, it's getting to that point where the blue state is getting pushed hard enough that I believe they might just go ahead and pull their Samson option, because they just might do it.
They definitely might, and I don't know what they were expecting last Saturday with this Antifa civil war, but obviously that fizzled. And so that card is now off the table of trying to stir up a civil war. We're not buying it. We understand Antifa has been working with ISIS and Al-Qaeda. This is all being engineered from outside, and it's an attack on our country. But right now we talk about, yes, there's a lot of factions that are out there, but the biggest one, obviously, is that narcocracy, that CIA, cocaine, gun-running, Bush, Clinton axis of corruption. And right now, from their point of view, they're fighting for their very survival, and anything that allows them to survive and perpetuate is going to be considered acceptable behavior. And anybody who gets in their way is fair game. And I certainly, right. There's already been a lot of jokes about Donna Brazile being found in Fort Marcy Park and so forth. But again, she's already said publicly she was afraid for her own life when Seth Rich was murdered. So this is all starting to come on out. And because the corporate media is refusing to cover this stuff, it is incumbent upon all of us who are listening to Republic Broadcasting or reading whatreallyhappened.com to make a point of getting it on out there and use email and personal contact, because the social media giants are already starting to filter all of this stuff. Reddit is just basically blacklisting anything to do with the Uranium One investigation. So we've got to go back to what we know works, direct email or just talking amongst ourselves.
Mike, honestly, the drug thing is big, but the glue that holds the whole deep state, I'm talking about the whole world, not just this country, but the whole Western world, deep state elites, the glue is pedophilia, which is ritualistic, which is cannibalistic, which is sacrifice, all leading to that. That's the glue that makes them desperate, not the narcotics. And the closer they get to these podestas and all that, you know, leading in that direction, that's when it's going to hit the fan. That's what I honestly believe.
Well, I'm in agreement with you. My concern, of course, is that apparently sealed indictments are being handed down in the District Court of Washington, D.C. But the problem with the sealed indictment is there's no time expiry on when they're going to be unsealed. There are still sealed indictments going all the way back to the Nixon Watergate investigation that are just sitting there in this legal twilight zone, and they'll probably never be opened. So apparently some government agencies are trying to do their job. They're handing down indictments. Somebody is saying this needs to be sealed, and we'll see what's happened. But what we need are a few more people like Donna Brazile, who just reached that point of being totally fed up, and they start going public and saying, this is what's really been going on.
Hey, if they called me a buffalo, I would be that way too.
absolutely. Absolutely.
All right. Have a good day, Mike.
All right. Thanks.
Thanks for your time.
Thanks an awful lot. We're going to let you go, and the phone lines are open again if you want to call on in. Getting on back to computers, we all know about denial of service attacks, distributed denial of service attacks, and the worst are what are called spoofed IP denial of service attacks, where the request packets come into your server, and they appear to be from totally random IPs around the world. They're not. They're coming from a few servers, but because the IPs are being spoofed, they're not easy to filter on out with your firewall. And we got hit with a bad one this morning. All of these were targeting those articles on our website specific to the Clinton crimes. Vince Foster, Hillary spying, the dead bodies list, the epic of Clinton mess, all of that stuff going all the way back to the articles on MENA and the cocaine smuggling that was taking place as part of Iran-Contra. So we know that's what they're afraid of. And they're very concerned that as the American people start learning more and more about Uraniumgate and Dossiergate, that they're going to be more open and receptive to going on back and saying, what else has Hillary and Bill been up to all these years? What have they been doing? And they're going to start looking at this and say, how could all of this be happening and the machinery of government look the other way? How could all of this have been happening and the corporate media, which claims to be keeping us informed, didn't inform us? And those are questions that it is time for Americans to now start asking. We'll be back after these few words.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER, stat. Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation, and Angioprim is the result. A safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M. Angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you one of them from Amazon.com. I was diagnosed with high blood pressure. I was a little bit alarmed, as I have always been in good health. I started this regime as soon as it arrived, and I have noted that the heaviness in my chest is gone and the pressure headaches I have been having are lessened. I am hoping to see greater results as time progresses, as I am an avid non-user of pharmaceuticals and avoid them at all cost if possible. This was, I think, a great alternative to heart medication. Not that I am a doctor, and for some, there is no choice, but again, for someone like me, I am so far pleased with the results. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855, the number 2, keep it today.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up in L1. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you've got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And welcome back to our show here, and getting on back to denial of service attacks. Article came on out from over in the Register. Basically, between 2015 and 2017, one third of the servers on planet Earth with IPv4 addresses were hit with denial of service attacks. One third. So it's a major problem out there. And nobody seems really that interested in finding a way to deal with it. Of course, there's a lot of companies out there who, for a fee, will try and protect you from a denial of service attacks. But again, if they're using spoofed IPs, it's all but impossible. And again, I'm very concerned at the very lax attitude by not just the government of the United States, but much of the rest of the world toward this problem of cybercrime. Now, obviously, if you go after the computers in a wealthy corporation or the government, they'll hunt you down. But small businesses and personal end users, it's open season, it seems like. Ransomware is completely out of control. And we're talking about ransomware as a threat to human life because of all the hospitals that have been hit. And here in the United States of America, part of the Obamacare mandate was that all medical records had to be computerized. No more paper records. Because goodness, you can't get in and change a paper record when you've, you know, accidentally harmed somebody and erased the evidence of malpractice. But once those records are computerized, they are vulnerable to ransomware. And if a doctor is trying to treat a patient and he can't get the medical record, you're going to have problems here. Now, once again, the Google Play Store has allowed a malicious app to get through their screening. It almost seems like there really isn't much of a screen, but apparently there was another fake version of the WhatsApp messaging app for Android, and it had already been downloaded by more than 1 million users. Now, Google has removed the fake WhatsApp Android app from its official Play Store, but it was spotted by users, not by Google. The users had to go and say, Google, look, this is a fake version. And I'll tell you one thing that would really help is actually catching some of these people who are doing this and make an example out of them. But it just seems like nobody really cares about dealing with the problem because it encourages you to buy more security software. There's more money to be made in letting you be a victim of cybercrime and having to spend more money on your own security software than there is in actually dealing with the cybercrime. Except that cybercrime right now is costing the U.S. economy tens of billions of dollars every single year. Our economy can't support that. But everybody's thinking their own immediate profit, their own immediate sales, their own immediate agenda. And nobody's really thinking about the overview of the IT infrastructure of our nation as a whole. And that should, in theory, be what the government is up to. But we know all these government agencies, they'll take their money and then they just sit around looking at online porn. We've seen time and again the Minerals Management Service ignored the fact that the manual blowout preventer on the Deepwater Horizon was 4 years overdue for mandatory maintenance, which contributed greatly to that disaster. The Securities Exchange Commission had been told for something like 12 years Bernie Madoff was running a Ponzi scheme, didn't want to get involved. In fact, the people who went over to Bernie Madoff's place, they took resumes. They wanted in on it. It's another example of how greed and lust for money is destroying what used to be the best characteristics of what it was to be an American. And as the financial vice tightens on all of us, higher prices, higher taxes, lower wages, lower salaries, everybody is driven to start making those moral compromises until finally we have a nation without any moral compass at all. We'll be back after these commercials.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
Do you worry a lot? If you're forgetful, nervous, moody, or overwhelmed, chances are you're not protecting yourself from the ravaging effects of stress and anxiety. No matter the cause, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, your quality of life, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in as little as 1 to 2 weeks and increase your ability to recall facts, names, and numbers in 4 to 12 weeks. Calm and Clever was created by scientist Kurt Hendricks, a principal investigator in 2 NIH-funded studies on Alzheimer's disease. Try Calm and Clever for 2 months. You'll feel the difference. Call 1-800-758-8746 or go to calmandclever.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included, American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads that go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show here. And for those of you who want to support Republic Broadcasting, grab your pencil and paper. The address is, if you want to mail in a check or money order or box tops or whatever, Republic Broadcasting Network, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302. Round Rock, Texas, 78664. If you want to phone in your support with a credit card or some other means, the phone number is 800-724-2719, extension 03. And obviously, for those of you who want to support whatreallyhappened.com, and we need your help, you can go to the top of whatreallyhappened.com, and there's a little menu item, Donate, that will take you to our donations page, where you can either make a donation through PayPal, there's a mailing address if you want to send something through the postal mail, or you can buy something from our online store. So thank you very much for your help. We're in a battle. There's no question about it. We're in a battle right now. It's a battle of the little money against the big money, and we need the little money to all band together. Speaking of battles, very interesting statistic right now. 7 out of 11 U.S. nuclear aircraft carriers are underway simultaneously for the first time in several years. 3 are on operational deployments in the Western Pacific with full air wings and carrier strike groups. That's the USS Ronald Reagan, the USS Nimitz, and the USS Theodore Roosevelt. These are the ones that are being wagged at North Korea to try and calm things down. 4 more are out for short training missions as part of training operations or workups ahead of deployments. The USS Carl Vinson and USS John C. Stennis are operating in the Eastern Pacific. The USS Abraham Lincoln and the Navy's newest carrier, USS Gerald Ford, are operating in the Atlantic. The rest of the carriers are in ports for overhaul, refueling, and so forth and so on. Now, I've stated before, I think this nonsense about the NFL players kneeling for the anthem, it was nonsense to begin with, and I don't know what somebody was thinking behind this, that they were going to use the NFL sports stars to try to sell the idea of disrespecting our flag and our anthem and our nation. And the idea being that the anthem and the flag represent the abuses of the U.S. government. And no, they don't. The anthem and the flag represent we the people and our nation, not the government. And as critical as I am of our government, I still salute the flag and I stand for the anthem. Because I stand for the American people and the United States of America. But this kneeling thing has continued to cascade forward, and apparently NFL viewership is now down 20%. And the league is looking at a loss of $920 million in telecast profits, which is how the American people can make a point by turning off the dial, by boycotting the products. And it does have an effect, or you wouldn't have Israel running all over the country saying you have to make boycotting Israel illegal because it's anti-Semitic, it's Jew hate, it's Hitler worship. All right, let's take a phone call here. Mike in Maryland, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hey, thanks for taking my call. Good show as always. I just want to talk about that purge and maybe have my own spin or component on it. I mean, probably all the princes and ministers are corrupt money launderers. You know, I doubt if there's a single honest person in leadership in that country. Of course, that's not the reason. Of course, that's not the reason they're being purged, but here's my take on it. I'm sure you're probably aware that some people in the Saudi government have been cozying up to Russia and thinking about getting away from using the dollar
yes.
as the reserve currency. Is it possible that the people that are being purged are the ones that are trying to be friends with Russia and are trying to trade their oil for currencies other than the dollar? Do you think that's a possibility?
No, it's exactly the opposite. The people who are being arrested for corruption are the ones who want to maintain close ties to the United States of America. It's the Saudi leadership, primarily Crown Prince bin Salman, who's talking about moving away from the United States, being a little bit more independent. And he's the one who's making the overtures to Russia and China about direct currency exchange deals, not going through the U.S. dollar. Again, we know that these arrested royals and ministers are neck deep in the Hillary Clinton Foundation scandal as well.
Well, then what do you think the real reason is that they're being purged? Is it simply because of their past ties to Clinton Bush, or is there something else?
I think basically that's it. I'm getting a sense that Crown Prince bin Salman, as he gets ready to take over the throne from his father, it basically wants to take Saudi Arabia in a new direction. And right now he's basically getting rid of everybody who would try and stand in his way to make the changes he feels he wants to make to Saudi Arabia.
So he wants a clean slate, yeah. Well, no,
yes.
What to say is I just wish Trump would fire Mueller and Sessions. They're really beginning to be an embarrassment.
They are. They're very. The whole government's an embarrassment. Let's not narrow it down like that. Our entire government is an embarrassment. The corporate media is an embarrassment. They're still going on and on about the Texas shooter. They're absolutely not wanting to go near Uranium Gate or Dossier Gate, and now Primary Gate. The scandals are just piling on up.
Sure. I mean, how many times can Sessions recuse himself before you realize that, his tenure there is worthless, you know?
Well, frankly, my opinion was the instant he recused himself from a legitimate investigation, he should have been fired. He should resign. If he was an honorable man, he would resign. But we're basically in this situation where the entire governmental structure is either being blackmailed or they're simply afraid of going after Hillary because of the damage she could do to the government as a whole by going public on all the drug running, the CIA that was back in Arkansas in the 1980s. She could come on out and say, yeah, the elections were rigged not just last year but before that and before that. And she knows where all the dead bodies are buried and how they got to be dead bodies. She's got the information to ruin a huge number of careers in Washington, D.C., and I'm sure she's got her dead man switches in place so that nothing bad will happen to her.
I agree 100%, but I hope, however, forlornly, that there's at least one person of integrity in our government that can somehow do the right thing, but, you know, that can't be compromised, that'll stand up for the law and justice, you know? Hey, thanks for taking my call.
You got it. I mean, we had all sort of hoped that Donald Trump was going to be that outsider who would come on in and shake things up, but he basically came on in, and again, two issues that I keep raising. I think Donald Trump was as dangerously naive about Washington, D.C. politics as Jimmy Carter was, who was also an outsider who came on in. And I think Donald Trump wanted to be magnanimous in victory, and he allowed a lot of these Obama holdovers to remain in the jobs they were, thinking that now that Trump was the boss and signing the paychecks effectively, they would be loyal to him. That's not the way Washington, D.C. works. And Trump basically set out trying to drain the swamp, and instead he wound up hiring most of those alligators and water moccasins on his staff. And now they've got him completely corralled. I'm sure that they are feeding him information designed to make him do what they want him to do. I think Trump is pretty much effectively cut off from the real world by this point. And they're just using him for their own particular agendas. But you're absolutely right. We are now on our second attorney general in a row that is protecting Hillary Clinton. We're on our second FBI director in a row who is protecting Hillary Clinton. Again, it's amazing all the stuff that's coming on out where the official world of Washington, D.C. and the corporate media are just looking the other way and whistling as hard as they can. All right, let's go back to the phones here. Sean in New York, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hi, Michael. I just wanted to call and thank you for all the news and insight you provide. And that's very informative, and I learned a lot from it.
Well, thank you very much for those kind words. I hope you'll tell your friends and family and neighbors about Republic Broadcasting and get them to tune in.
I do, and I miss your show on Friday, so I hope that you're better now.
I'm much better. It was a 24-hour bug, and it was a bad one, but I'm definitely much better today.
Okay, so do you know why the Weinstein people that are coming out, they're not advising, you know, normal people to go to the police when they get abused or anything like that? Because they're not, you know, it's like sending the wrong message, and people are coming, go to the social media instead of going to the police, you know, and sending the wrong message.
Corey Feldman went to the police, and unfortunately they weren't interested in what he had to say because everybody was focused on Michael Jackson at the time. I don't know what the statute of limitations is for sexual assault, but some of these accusations are actually quite old. And these are people who went along with what was being done to them because to try and do something about it meant the end of their career. And that is something that is very painful to go through. And I know because I went through it back in 1994 when I went public on the Vince Foster case. And, you know, a career in entertainment and show business, that's a lot of work. And the odds are stacked against you. And even to get in and get started, is a long shot. And people don't want to throw that away. They're in love with the fame. They're in love with the adulation. They're in love with the money. They don't want to give that up, and so they'll basically just stay quiet and go along with what's happening around them. And it's a moral compromise, but we see the same thing in the corporate boardrooms or in politics. Apparently, Parliament in Great Britain is now dealing with a huge sexual harassment scandal of their own. from all the underlings who were working in Parliament who were being abused, but they didn't want to say anything because they like being able to say, I work in Parliament.
Do you think that we'll see all these people taken down, or will they still remain? Will like a large amount of them still remain up there, and they like have a focused amount of people that will go down?
Well, there are some of the big people who are already starting to come down. If you're talking about Hollywood, Kevin Spacey has been kicked off of House of Cards. Weinstein is out of his own company, and we'll see what's going to happen. But we need to remember when one of these things gets going and there's a groundswell of accusations, some of the accusations are going to be legit and well-deserved, but there are always going to be a bunch of people who are going to just hurl an accusation because it's going to get them free publicity. They're going to get their name in print. Or they're thinking that if I make a big enough fuss, they'll pay me a bunch of money to shut up. And so we have to look at each of these allegations, as an individual case and not just get caught up in this thing about, oh, they're all doing it. A lot of them are, but not everybody. Not everybody is behaving like this. Like I've said before, my experience working in Hollywood is that you're going to encounter two categories of human beings. You're going to encounter absolute saints who work to be there. They want to be there. They want their productions to be top quality, and they play the thing straight. And then you're going to meet these absolute sharks who are attracted by all the free sex and money and power that Hollywood can offer to the genuine sharks. And yes, we've got the David Begelmans and Harvey Weinsteins on one side, and then you got on the other side, you've got the people like Renee Valente, who was an absolute pro and a straight shooter, and I miss her terribly.
Well,
okay?
There's a lot of people just hanging around up there. A lot of bad people hanging around, and it's like they're targeting who they want to go down, and the others will remain up.
Well, I don't know how much targeting is going on, but one thing I'm beginning to suspect is that Hillary and her people are encouraging this. They're taking all their liberal Hollywood friends who supported Hillary during the campaign, and now they're throwing them under the bus to try and keep people distracted away from Uranium Gate, Dossier Gate, and Primary Gate. And I'm sure these liberals in Hollywood are going to realize what's happening and understand that loyalty that they showed to Hillary Clinton was a one-way street. None of it's coming back.
That can only last for so long, since both sides are going to go after Hillary. So I don't see how that can last much longer.
It does feel like we're nearing a breaking point. And all we need is a few more people like Donna Brazile to come forward and say, look, this is what's going on. I've got the proof Hillary was doing this stuff. And right now, of course, the Democratic Party is in chaos. Because it's a huge scandal. The entire Democratic National Committee last year was under the control of Hillary Clinton, and they stole the nomination from Bernie Sanders. And what Bernie Sanders ought to be doing right now is coming on back and say, I'm going to take over control of the Democratic National Committee, because if you leave it in the hands of these Hillary people, they're going to get trashed in next year's midterm elections.
Okay, well, thank you very much. I just called it. Thank you very much for all the news you provide. You've done a great job. You know, very informative. I'm glad you're getting the news out there. I tell my friends to listen to you. So I post what you show online. So just wanted to thank you very much.
Well, thank you very much for those kind words. Thank you very much. I wish the same for you. We're going to let you go and switch over to David in Los Angeles. David, aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, this is David. Thank you. I just want to let you know, last weekend I was in Los Angeles at the Antifa rally, and I like what you always talk about, Occam's razor, which is a lot of times the most obvious thing is actually true, which is they are, in fact, totally disorganized as a group and incapable of putting forth any type of measured, organized response. It was almost laughable how inept they were, but I will pay tribute not only to the Los Angeles Police Department, but there's a lot of Trump supporters that showed up who were very cogently communicating through a bullhorn across the street, and I was standing over on the Antifa side because I had a photographer from Europe who wanted to take some pictures. And anyway, it was just an example that it's not that hard to just stand up to these people, and when they are stood up to, they tend to melt away. And it was all kind of in good humor, And then, unfortunately, the events at the church and other things happened as a result. But I just want to let you know that I think America is safe, and you're doing a wonderful job. And thank you, Mike. Every day we listen to you.
Well, thank you very much for the kind words. And, yeah, it does feel like we're on the cusp of some dramatic upheavals within our political system. And, again, more and more information is continuing to come on out. And we need to make a big deal about it. If we here in the independent media and you out there on the Internet make a big deal about Uranium Gate, Dossier Gate, and Primary Gate, eventually the corporate media will have to cave and deal with this. We went through this once before when the dodgy dossier came on out, or the Dining Street memo, and it was big news on the independent media for an entire month. And then finally the corporate media had to start covering it because everyone was calling up and saying, this is big news, why aren't you covering it? So we have to keep up the pressure. And that means that you take all these stories about what's coming on out on all of these scandals, and just one of these scandals is the equivalent of a new Watergate. And now we've got three of them piled up against Hillary Clinton. And you need to push it out there. And it will get heard. We'll be back after these few words.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Join Mike on the air. Call toll-free 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443.
Clinton had severe health problems. And the health problems were severe enough for Donna Brazile to consider replacing her with Biden as the 2016 Democratic nominee. And it wasn't just Donna Brazile. It was others in the DNC were looking at Hillary's nonstop coughing fits and ill health, and that she was really, really sick. And that after she had that fainting spell at the 9/11 observance, they were talking about serious, she doesn't have the stamina for doing that. Now, of course, Hillary's people are out there saying that, well, Donna Brazile is just, she's just promoting Russian propaganda. It was only Russian propaganda that Hillary was ill. She was perfectly healthy the whole time along. No, she wasn't. Everybody could see it, how ill she looked. The special lens in her glasses, because her eyes can't focus normally. She's a seriously ill lady. And Donna Brazile has just confirmed what everybody was observing for themselves. Now then, do you remember in early October, there was this ambush by Daesh in Nigeria, where U.S. Special Forces were killed? And the official story was the troops were on a simple, low-risk reconnaissance mission when they were ambushed and killed. Well, a Nigerian soldier who survived the ambush has told the Washington Post that the U.S. Special Forces were actually taking part in a search and destroy operation. In other words, a military operation. So here's something else people are having to come to grips with. The U.S. has already got soldiers all across Africa. They're getting ready for war on the African nations. You weren't supposed to find out about it. But apparently the U.S. has military forces already stationed in something like 50 out of 54 nations. Now, over in Thailand, they have started a trial, cigarette ban, 90 days. For the next 90 days, nobody's allowed to smoke or buy tobacco products. If you are caught smoking or selling tobacco, you face a year in jail. And I understand there are a lot of people who think this is a very healthy thing to do, but look back on prohibition in this country and the incredible amounts of corruption that it led to. It literally rewrote our political landscape by bringing the families of the rum runners to positions of wealth and power, like the Kennedys, just as the ban on drugs has allowed the families of the drug runners to become politically influential in our country. I don't think it's a really good idea. Getting a report now out of Ohio, apparently Rover Pipeline has released 2 million gallons of sludge into wetlands and quarries that provide drinking water for the people of Ohio. It's actually getting harder and harder to get a good glass of water in this country. And finally, the New York Times is finally confirming that mumps is now spread mostly by vaccinated children. We've been talking about this for years, how the mumps outbreaks happen in vaccinated children and how the vaccinated children can give mumps to those around them. And finally, after months of years of denial, the New York Times has said, yeah, that's what's going on. There's the music. Time for me to get on out of here and do the Jim Goddard Show up in Vancouver. Please stay tuned for John Stadtmiller. He's got a lot of interesting things to share with you. Take what you have learned here. Share it with everybody that you know. Use email and direct contact because the social media is being filtered. Keep pushing Russiagate, Dossiergate, Primarygate. We will force the corporate media to hear us if we work together. We'll be back tomorrow. Aloha, America.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner.
We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.